Now we talk about what's happening in France and the restrictions that are being brought on Muslims. The latest development with regards to restrictions on swimming clothing at beaches, that Muslims are not allowed to wear modest swimming clothing. Joining us on the line, all the way from France, French human rights and civil liberties expert, live from Paris, Brother Yasser Louati. Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. A third beach has banned the burkini, or we should say Islamic modest swimming clothing. Give us a summary in the background to these events.
I mean, this is again a law of exception targeting the Muslim minority in France, specifically Muslim women. The mayor of a city called Cannes in the southern part of France issued a decree banning the swimsuit for women. And of course, knowing very well that it wasn't about the law or applying the rule of law, he used as a pretext French values, laïcité, French secularism. And then of course, he went further saying that wearing such clothes at the beach was a sign of radicalization and a sign of allegiance to terrorist groups. So I will let you appreciate how ridiculous this is.
A French mayor is now also calling for more coastal towns to ban the burkini. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, so far, a fourth town has also banned the outfit today. And we even had fights break out in the city of Corsica because people were taking pictures of Muslim women wearing the burkini. So we see that the targeting of Muslims is never ending. Every single month, we have a new subject to talk about. We shouldn't forget that prior to the burkini, we spoke about prohibiting pork-free meal for school pupils, prohibiting the hijab in universities. We had the Minister of Women's Rights saying that these Muslim women were similar to Negroes in favor of slavery, end of quote. And so it's never ending. We definitely see the racism of French elite being expressed in a more and more normalized way. So this ban is not, again, not a question of, you know, applying the law or protecting whoever. It's just that we now, it is an opportunity to divert public attention from the structural failures of French elites. For example, nobody speaks about unemployment, healthcare problems, corruption, the fact that nobody speaks about 25% of our youth being unemployed. So let's talk about Muslims and entertain the idea that France's sole problem is not the betrayal of its own elites and ruling class, but its Muslim minority.
Yes, now, are the French afraid of shame and modesty, or are they afraid of Islam?
This is a very interesting question because, you know, the question is, like, you know, do people have the right to be modest or not? I mean, I try to ask to put the question the other way. How would people feel, for example, if people, you know, banned people wearing, like, you know, two pieces, you know, or bikinis or whatever? So now it's really a fear of Muslims being entertained by the elite. So today it is the burkini, the same way it was the hijab yesterday. But don't worry, tomorrow there will be something else. Make no mistake about it. So it's really about targeting Muslims in the post-attacks era of, you know, Nice and, of course, the attacks in Paris in November and the slaughtering of Father Jacques Hamel. So make no mistake about it. This is about Muslims. Nobody, for example, banned wetsuits for men or women in French beaches. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Then, has the French government come out and said anything to put Muslims at ease, or is this their silent consent?
Absolutely nothing. You know, the government has remained silent so far. And the only ones occupying the public debate are right-wing politicians behind this law. So we haven't heard the president nor the prime minister saying that enough is enough. And to see the blatant hypocrisy of those applying these rules, they haven't even sought the opinion of women they could at least have asked the women wearing it, how do you feel about it, etc. The mayor who issued this decree did not even debate with his own constituency. He took the decision alone and then published it in the local journal. So you see that you definitely have people who take the law into their own hands and do whatever they want with it.
Yes, that is how these Western countries are now operating. Other than that, how has the overall conditions been for Muslims in France? Is things getting more difficult day by day? What is the current situation like? Can you please update us in that regard?
Well, the situation is getting worse by the week in France, unfortunately. You said Western countries, but you know the case of France is really the extreme example of you know of what's happening to Western Muslims. We shouldn't forget, for example, that you know in the UK or Spain or other countries, people are literally laughing at France. Like, I had people calling me from various European countries asking me, you know, what is wrong with your country? Are they insane? Is the only thing you can talk about in these times? So. Now the question is, of course, to denounce such measures, but, you know, we Muslims have to at some point take their destiny into their own hands and organize in order to be part of the political landscape. I'm not, for example, asking for them to have a political party, but for them to be organized enough so they leave the position of meaningless people in this society whose rights are only to be consumers, and to remain quiet when it comes to the rule of the law, but also to bring about a change. You know, don't forget, France has been ruled by the same people for over 30 years. The people you see in power today have been, you know, in the circles of, you know, power since, you know, the late 70s. So that's why, you know, it is no longer about trusting the elite, but it's about, you know, building a new model of society. And we have seen great, for example, initiatives by the Catholic Church, who is constantly reaching out to Muslims in order to develop common initiatives. But these initiatives have to be nationwide, because you know what's happening today with the burkini. Okay, it will end with the summer season, but make no mistake about it, something else will pop out in September and then in October, and you will call me again. I will come again on air to explain to you what's happening. Our problems here as citizens are systemic. They are not isolated. And as Angela Davis said, you know, the manifestations of racism are not isolated. They are structural. So when you have structural racism in a country, when you constantly see, you know, minorities being targeted, this means that the system needs to be changed.
Yes, it is for the Muslims to explore all avenues that I had at the disposal to try and bring about change. We appreciate your time on Radio Islam and continue making dua for the Muslims in France and across the globe. Brother Yasser, Jazakumullah Khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much.